My name is Marie Salazar, and I'm talking with Mary Lou Zimmerman here in Newport, Kentucky, Campbell County. Today's date is August 5th, 1983. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes, I am.
Just to make sure my records are correct, would you please spell your full name, Mary Lou?
My first name too?
Uh-huh.
Mary, M-A-R-Y, Lou, L-O-U, Zimmerman, Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N.
And your husband's name?
Cliff. You want me to spell that?
Yes, please.
C-L-I-F-F-Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N.
What is your husband's occupation?
He's retired.
He's retired?
Mm-hmm.
And do you work at all?
One day a week.
One day a week. And what do you do?
I'm a secretary.
A secretary. Mm-hmm. What is your address here, Mary Lou?
2325 MacArthur Lane.
Would you spell MacArthur for me, please?
Capital M-A-C, capital A-R-T-H-U-R.
And this is in Newport?
In Newport, right.
How long have you lived here?
30 years.
30 years?
Mm-hmm.
And where did you live before that?
In Southgate.
In Southgate?
Mm-hmm.
Were your parents from here?
Yes, local.
Local?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Campbell County?
Right.
Okay. And what were their occupations?
My mother was a housewife. My father was an electrician.
An electrician.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what were their names?
Francis and Fred Lickert.
And would you spell?
Lickert?
Yeah, and Francis?
F-R-A-N-C-E-S. L-I-C-K-E-R-T, and Fred, F-R-E-D, L-I-C-K-E-R-T.
Okay. How old are you, Mary Lou?
I'm 65.
65, and your birth date?
June 10th.
June 10th?
1918.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Southgate School, grade school, went to Newport High School.
And how many children do you have, Mary Lou?
I have two living children. I have three children.
Uh-huh. Daughters?
I have one daughter and one son.
One son?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And are they married?
Yes.
And grandchildren?
I have four and a half.
Four and a half.
Right.
Where did you learn to quilt?
At Three's a Charm.
At Three's a Charm?
Uh-huh.
You took a class?
I took a class.
And how long ago was this?
About a year and a half ago.
About a year and a
mm-hmm.
half? So, this wasn't something that you've done since childhood?
Not really. I did an applique quilt, I think, before I was married, and worked on a quilt that my aunt, my mother's aunt, really, had piece brought to her house to quilt. That was after I was married, but that was the extent of my quilting.
Who taught you to quilt? You don't know?
I don't know what the woman's name was.
She was someone who worked.
Someone who
taught us.
Taught us that. Three's a Charm.
Uh-huh. What stirred your interest in quilting?
Actually, I suppose, about 2 years ago I was out in Kansas, and my cousin's daughter was very interested in quilting. And I saw some of the work she did and was interested in it. Visited several quilt shops out there. And I've always been interested in needlework, sewing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something new to try.
And you've been quilting ever since?
Yes, ma'am.
when you took this class, did you make a quilt, or what did you do?
Made a small sampler quilt.
A small sampler?
Mm-hmm.
And what were some of the patterns that you used in the sampler?
Oh, there was Sunbonnet Girl and Churn Dash, Log Cabin. Just off the end, I can't think of all of them. There were six, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Fan.
Grandmother's Fan.
Grandmother's Fan.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any particular colors that you like when you,
when I quilt?
Yeah.
I guess not really. I like the appearance of an old quilt, an old-fashioned quilt. So I suppose maybe I like mauve. I seem to have a lot of mauve and plum, that type of thing, although those are not really my favorite colors, but I just like the looks of those in the quilt.
Mm-hmm. Are there any particular patterns now that you've been quilting for this length of time? Are there any particular patterns that you enjoy?
I enjoy the castle wall. Jenny Barr's Castle Wall. I like her patterns.
Do you?
Uh-huh. I am currently piecing Kentucky Chain, but I seem to enjoy small things more than a big quilt. I have this Kentucky Chain pattern that I've been working on, but I put it away and get out something small and do it and then go back to it.
Now, the Kentucky Chain, is that going to be a full-size
That's
quilt?
That's going to be a full-size quilt.
Mm-hmm. And what colors are you doing that?
Those are in red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let's talk a little bit about, I guess, the techniques that you use and fabric and so on. And start out with your pattern. When you're making your pattern, what do you use for template material?
Sheets of plastic, although I don't think it's called plastic, is it?
Something
opaque sheets that they sell at all the quilt shops, really.
Right. I think some places call it Mylar.
Mylar, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you use the Mylar. Mm-hmm. And what type of fabric do you use in your quilts? Do you like to use?
I like to use cotton.
Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you usually get your fabric?
I have a Hancock's close by that I sort of haunt.
Mm-hmm.
When anything comes in new, I buy a quarter of a yard of everything. And the quilt shops, usually.
And the material that you use for, your batting, what type of batting do you use?
Polyester.
Polyester? Mm-hmm. Any particular brand?
Not really.
Not really?
Mm-hmm.
And how about the backing? What do you use?
Usually unbleached muslin.
Unbleached
mm-hmm.
muslin?
Mm-hmm.
And the thread that you use when you're piecing, what type of thread do you use?
A dual duty.
Polyester?
Mm-hmm. Polyester or cotton.
Or
usually
cotton.
Usually it's polyester because that's principally what I can find.
Mm-hmm. And for the quilting, do you use regular quilting thread?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you prefer to piece or to applique?
I prefer piece.
To piece?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What, in your opinion, makes a good quilt?
What makes a good quilt? You would have to be careful with everything that you did with it, I would say. The preciseness, I suppose, is what makes a good quilt, plus good fabric.
Mm-hmm. What about quilting stitches? How important do you think? Is that what you're talking about with being precise?
With cutting.
With cutting?
With your running stitch when you quilt it, when you piece it.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly with your quilting stitches too.
In your talking about quilting stitches, what type of a stitch do you use when you quilt, Mary Lou? Is it the running stitch or?
Usually I use the running stitch, although I have tried this rocking stitch and I seem to be doing it easier than I did when I started out.
Uh-huh.
Not the stave stitch. I don't seem to do that well at all.
And when you quilt, do you use a hoop or?
Not usually. I usually do it on my lap. I do have a small hoop on a stand that I can use.
Uh-huh.
But I have trouble with a hoop.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you seem to have trouble with the hoop?
I don't know. It's just, usually it's awkward for me. Maybe the one I've been trying to use is too big. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Why do you, make quilts?
I suppose it's a form of relaxation for me. Any kind of needlework seems to be relaxing for me. It's a good hobby.
A good hobby. There seems to be such an interest, lately in quilting. Why do you think there is this interest now?
I think there's an interest, particularly with young people, to return to some of the earlier ways of life.
Mm-hmm.
Probably quilting is one form of that.
Did you ever participate in a quilting bee?
Yes.
Where?
At Lisa Scarborough's.
And was in...
That was in Lexington.
In Lexington.
Uh-huh.
What are they like?
I suppose it's a social get-together as well as a quilting bee. I'm sure that the quilting bee that I went to and the ones that I participate in are not the same as the ones that they used to have when they had a large quilting frame and everyone worked around them. I think that'd be kind of fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, and like I say, I've only been to the one at Lisa's house and everyone just brought their quilting and spent the day talking and quilting.
It's sort of what they did in the past
when
they gathered around a quilting frame. Have you ever heard of a quilting party?
No.
No. You mentioned the quilting bee. What about quilting with other people? Have you ever quilted with other people?
With the Licking Valley quilters, we're the sampler quilt that we're making together. That's about the extent of my quilting with other people.
What's it like to quilt with a group?
It's very nice. I enjoy it. I enjoy the social part of quilting as well as the needlework.
The relaxation.
Yes, I do. It's very relaxing for me. I think any needlework is either relaxing or, to some people, it's just very nerve-wracking. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I do. It is very relaxing. Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt? Or do you think there's such a thing as a Kentucky quilt?
You mean a pattern, one particular pattern?
When I mention Kentucky quilt, what comes to your mind?
Probably the Appalachian area of Kentucky.
Okay. Is there any particular pattern that you might associate with Kentucky?
With Kentucky?
Uh-huh.
Not any particular pattern, no.
Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
Not really.
Not really? Have you tried?
No. Two little girls, I quilted with them last summer. They were like 8 and 10, and they enjoyed it. Actually, they were two little Korean girls. And the one enjoyed it. The other one, I guess, didn't really stick with it. But the one made a pillow, and then I brought it home and finished it for her, and she was real proud of it.
Mm-hmm. Was there any particular pattern that...
Nine patch.
Nine patch.
Nine.
The good old nine
good
patch.
Old nine patch.
Do you think you would enjoy teaching quilting?
Yes, I'm sure I would.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about the books or printed material that you might have, you know, on quilting. Do you have any quilt books?
I have quite a few.
Can you name a few of them? Or maybe your favorites?
My favorites. I have Jenny Byers' books that I enjoy very much. Super Quilter, Super Quilter 2, that I enjoy. I enjoy the book that they put, the book on Kentucky quilts that they put out earlier this year. I don't think the Quilting Society put it out, did they?
Are you talking about the Kentucky Quilt Project?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No,
I enjoyed that. No, they didn't. I enjoyed that book. I have it on my coffee table.
Uh-huh. Okay. Are there any others that you can think of offhand?
Just offhand. That I have or that I particularly like that I have.
That you have?
I have a sampler quilt book. I have several books by Jeffrey Stetchen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Fonsteel, what's her first name?
Georgia.
I enjoyed her book. Although I think quilting by the block is a little hard.
Okay, this, what, do you remember the title of this book?
Georgia Fonsteel?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't. Not offhand.
But what is the type of quilting or?
The quilting is block quilting. You do a block at a time and then put the quilt together after it's been quilted.
Uh-huh. And you think this is a little hard to do?
I would think so. The only experience I've had is with the quilt that we're making with Looking Valley Quilters, and I think sometimes when so many people work on it, each block turns out a little different.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if one person worked on it well like this, it would be easier.
What about, well, you mentioned some of the books that you like that you don't have. Can you mention some of those?
That I don't have?
That you don't have. Uh-huh.
No, not really. I try to pick up a book when I'm in a quilt shop. Some of the more expensive ones, I guess, I don't have. Isn't there a quilt calendar? Is that put out every year? It's a book.
It could
it's
be.
It's expensive.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm not familiar with that one. It could be.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I did see a small one over at Comfort to Home the other day, a wall quilt that I would like to hear, and I probably will buy one of these days. It was, pardon me, not an expensive one. I like wall quilts. I enjoy making wall quilts.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you read any quilt magazines?
Quilter's Newsletter.
Quilter's Newsletter?
Right, and occasionally I'll pick up one in the store and buy it. Not really pick it up, I do buy it. what is it, Ladies' Circle? Is there a Ladies' Circle?
Ladies' Circle Patchwork?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you ever take any patterns from these books or from the magazines that you buy?
Not really. I think maybe Castle Wall was in one of those magazines, and I did copy that. I'm sure I did. But I don't remember what magazine it was in. It was one that Ann Clark had over three weeks ago.
You said that you had taken a class at Threes of Charm. Have you ever taken any other classes?
Yes, several. I took a class in string quilting out at the Comforts of Home. Took a class in design down at this Quilting Bee in Lexington. Took a class in stained glass quilting at Threes of Charm, and I'm also going to take another one at the Stitches and Starch in Fairfield, Ohio. Other than that, I suppose that's been the extent of my classes.
What did you make with the techniques that you learned?
The string quilting was actually a class of a vest, making a vest. I made 1, 2, 3, 4 vests. I did design a wall quilt, but I'm in the process of quilting in the design class of Quilting Bee. I've done several stained glass pieces. I enjoy that.
Do you? This class you took in design, was this the only thing that you've designed?
Yes. And probably it will be the only thing that I ever design.
Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it very much. And I really would enjoy going deeper into design. But I don't know that I ever will. I think maybe I should have started quilting 20 years ago. I don't even have much time left.
What do you do with the pieces that you finish?
I have several of them on the wall. I've given away several. I have one upstairs that I'm going to give my daughter for her birthday. I have a couple on the quilt rack upstairs. The hooks I've made and given to friends, applique hooks, pieces of hooks. Pillows I've given away and sold some.
Have you sold some?
Mm-hmm.
Were these sold to friends or did you have an outlet for them?
We were in Christmas Boutique over at the Y last Christmas, but we sold some of the things.
Uh-huh. Were there other quilted things that you made and sold?
A couple of armchair caddies.
Do you have any old quilts?
I guess my oldest quilt is about 40 years old.
Okay. What pattern is this?
It's a postage stamp. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
I have it upstairs if you'd like to see it, please. This was the one that I told you. My mother's aunt lived in Hamilton. And she used to piece during the winter, and my mother owned a house with a big attic. And she would come down in the summertime and bring her folding frames when I was a newly married person. She'd bring her quilting frames and quilt down here. And she quilted, I guess, 3 quilts that I remember down here. Every summer she'd bring a quilt. And she was quite old at that time. So I have a little hope for being able to quilt a few more years.
And what was her name?
Her name was Flora May. Are you ready for this? Nierstimer. You want me to spell
yes.
that? Nierstimer.
And she was from?
She was from Hamilton.
Hamilton,
uh-huh,
Ohio?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And she did a lot of quilting.
Yes, she was.
Uh-huh.
I remember her as being a very old lady. I would have no idea really how old she was. Probably, She was about 5 years older than I am now. But she's been gone a long time.
And your mother, did she quilt?
No.
No?
My mother was a seamstress, but she was not a quilter.
Was
didn't do any crafts at all, really.
Uh-huh. Was there anyone else in your family that you can remember who quilted?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother?
Mm-hmm. I guess we are a family of sewers, really. My grandfather was a tailor. My one aunt was a tailor. My grandfather owned a tailor shop. My grandmother worked in a tailor shop, and she did a lot of quilting. I think maybe my aunt quilted at one time, too.
Now, this grandmother, is she your mother's mother?
No, my father's
mother. Your father's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And what was her name?
Her name was Mary. Mary Bell. Mary Bell Licker.
And how do you spell Bell?
B-E-L-L.
B-E-L-L. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Was she from Campbell County?
Yes.
Yes? Lickert, I associate that name with Campbell County.
Right. Although I don't think that they were relatives.
Is that right?
Uh-uh. You're talking about the ones out in the county.
There was an extension agent,
mm-hmm.
Gladys
Lickert.
Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think she was really a relative at all.
Okay. Is there any value, or what would you say is the value in quilting? You said it's very relaxing to you. Do you?
I'm about to be a retired person, and I'm sure I'll do a lot of quilting when I'm retired. I guess it's just an art form that I enjoy.
Have you ever entered anything in a show or a contest?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to?
I don't really think my work is up to it.
When we were talking about, putting together a quilt, how do you finish your quilts, as far as binding or what do you usually do to finish?
I usually make continuous bias.
Continuous bias?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Do you think the materials used in quilting have changed through the years?
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. I think there are fewer scrap quilts. Pardon me, being made. I think most of the people are interested in coordinating colors and possibly. I'm sure there are scrap quilts made, but in my experience, people have enjoyed picking out colors and putting them together.
You said you don't really like to applique, but that you have done some applique. Now, what type of stitch do you use when you applique? Do you use a buttonhole stitch?
No.
No?
No, I use a... I don't even know what they call a stitch. It's
like a blind stitch?
Yeah, a blind stitch, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever embroider on quilts?
I have a cross-stitch quilt upstairs that someone gave me that was half-finished. And every once in a while, I'll get it out and do a few more cross-stitches on it. I don't really like embroidered quilts particularly. Maybe one of these days I can do that.
Do you sign your pieces or your quilts?
I never
quilts
have.
And things?
I never have, although... my daughter and I really pieced up a small wedding quilt. My daughter's embroidering a bride and groom name, day of the wedding on it. We'll probably both sign that. It's going out to Kansas.
Uh-huh.
I think. She called me yesterday and said she put a hole in it, so I don't know what's going to happen. That wasn't very noticeable, though.
Oh, that's a horrible thing.
Well, she said I should look at it, and if it was too bad, I could put another piece in.
Oh.
And she'd do it over, but I have to see what she's done to it.
You had mentioned that you have the book on the Kentucky Quilt Project. Did you see that exhibit in Louisville?
Yes, I did.
What can you tell me about it? Did you like it, or?
I enjoyed it very much. I was particularly interested in the quilt that was done by a woman whose name is Silversack. It so happens that my daughter-in-law was a Silversack before she was married. And this has to be a relative of hers. I don't know. I really have never called the lady that owns the quilt. One of these days I'm going to call the lady. She lives, I think she lives in Fort Thomas. And ask her the history of the, if she knows the history of the quilt. With a name like Silversack, it almost has to be a relative. And I think the Silversack that was connected with his quilt lived over in Cincinnati, and my daughter-in-law's relatives lived in Cincinnati. So I was real interested in that one. It was a, I think it was a crazy quilt. It was a wool quilt that had symbols embroidered on it. Do you remember?
Vaguely. Vaguely. Mm-hmm. Does your daughter-in-law quilt?
No.
No.
My daughter-in-law plays tennis.
Oh.
No, she's not really a needlework person. My daughter is. She doesn't quilt, but she does a lot of needlework. But my daughter-in-law doesn't do too much needlework.
Were there any of the other quilts in the quilt project that you thought were outstanding, or that the
Yes, I like the tumbling blocks, the velvet silks. I like that. They were all outstanding, I think, but the quality of the quilting on them. It's remarkable that people did things like that when they really didn't have too much light to see by, I think.
Their eyes must have been awfully good.
They must have. Or either they did it the daytime, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We usually think of needlework, quilting, as something that a woman does. Do men quilt?
Oh, I'm sure.
Do you know of any men quilters?
Not really. No. Heard a few names, but I don't know. Paul McFade, I guess, comes to mind. I don't really know him. I've never seen him.
Yeah, so you've never seen a quilt that was done by a man?
I've seen a quilt that was done by a man. I don't. In Lexington in the spring, there was a quilt in that. Contemporary quilt show that was done by me, if you remember. I don't know who it was. It was a Kentucky quilt.
I don't remember. Is there anything that you can think of, Mary Lou, that you would like to add to this interview? Or?
No, I don't think so. Yes, I come to think about it. I have a quilt upstairs on a frame that I think is a little interesting. That my grandmother pieced. I think I've told you this, and started the quilt, and I'm finishing it for my granddaughter. I'll sign that. That will have been pieced by her great grandmother and quilted by her grandmother, and I'm going to give it to her one of these days if I ever get it finished.
This isn't a postage stamp.
No, this is
about.
It's really just a, it's not even a nine patch. It's just a, the whole quilt is just blocks of pink and white, and it has a sawtooth border. It's pieced in sawtooth, but then you know, around the border. It's pretty. It's a bright pink, which is not the color I would have chosen, but I think it'll be pretty if I ever get it.
But it's interesting to, when I picked this up, I had the quilt for a long time, and I was always going to have it quilted. And then I decided I'd finish it, and my grandmother's needles were still in it where she had put it aside. And as I work on it, it's hard to figure out the work that she did and the work that I did. It just sort of blends in with each other. I guess our quilting stitches are pretty much alike. But it's interesting to work on this that she started, because I can remember her sitting in the living room with this big hook. And I do have her hook, but I can't use it. It's a great big thing.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's going to be something, real treasure for your granddaughter.
Yeah, and I'm sure she will. She's a type of little girl that will enjoy being She's an eagle worker.
Is she?
Yeah.
And how old is she?
She's 17.
17?
Mm-hmm. She's out doing a good deed for the grandfather today. They're working for Red Cross.
Oh, are they?
I think she had to have 40 hours, this is my quilting, she had to have 40 hours of volunteer work in before her senior year. She does her senior year of high school. She's out doing her volunteer work today.
Do you think you'd ever teach her to quilt?
Oh, I'm sure I would if she'd like to.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you have nothing else to add, Mary Lou, why? I thank you for the interview.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.